We climbed a mountain. We went to Breckenridge. I haven't talked to you in so fucking long.
I know. It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
We took a day off, and I was like, oh, did I tell you I'm not racist?
You have not told me. This is one of the things that we've always debated.
No. Well, here's... I'm telling you too much right now. 100%. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, is that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Benvenuto allo spettacolo. Io ho una camicia nero. Bert Kreischer.
Hey, I can speak like from the hip Italian. I think
from
that's
hip.
How it started.
yeah. From the
like,
hip.
Just say something to me in English. I'll do it in Italian. Oh, just okay. Without even knowing it.
Okay. Just got off the bus.
Okay. Hey, I gotta wanna leave about the bus. Right?
That's really good.
I think if you use your hands enough.
Yeah. I don't drink that much in the morning.
Hey, toma vino. Hey, in the morning, at sunrise.
That's good. So,
un ragazzo.
You were at D.L. Hughley's house getting this hat. And then what happened between leaving there and coming here?
Dude, I found in... Where were we? No, it wasn't Amarillo.
San Antonio.
I found.
You're welcome.
I found two of the coolest places next door to each other. Paris Hatters and this place, Divide and Conquer. Two places. Divide and Conquer. I'm going to have the guy make you a leather jacket.
Those jackets were tight.
Dude, yes. They are. Pull his shit up. They are awesome. So Paris Hatters is like 100 years old.
Yeah.
They made Stetsons. Here's the real coolest thing about Stetsons that I didn't know. Okay?
Okay.
You can pick your hat to be anything you want it to be. They have hats are... I never knew this.
You just sounded like somebody said, I didn't know when you order a sandwich, you can tell them to take the tomatoes off.
That's the truth. Hats come as like a big bulb,
right?
With a big brim. It's just like a bland thing.
But this is a new hat style for you.
This is yeah.
I mean, so, you usually do caps. I've seen you do fedoras. What are these called?
This is a cattleman's pinch. So you just go in and you tell them everything you want.
Wow.
So I went into the place. Well, first it started with I started another hat place in Nashville.
Yeah.
A lady that's been in a lot of trouble for her comments. Gigi, she's a cool chick. I know her.
Wait, I know her. She's been in trouble for what?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah, yeah.
Wait, I don't know.
This is a can of worms we don't know.
This is a salesperson? Who are we talking
oh,
about?
Oh, no. She owns a really great hat shop in Nashville.
And she was like, I don't like a certain kind of shopper?
I don't know. I'm not going to put words in her mouth.
Okay.
But
I've never been there, so I don't give a fuck.
I know her. I came in way before any of this happened.
Oh, okay.
And I got my first hat that I wore.
What you get in trouble for?
I Google her, Nadav.
What was her name?
I think it's Gigi, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Gigi Nashville Hats?
Hat Works.
Okay.
He wrote GG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go G-I-G-I. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
news? Maybe hit news?
Yeah, Gigi Gaskin. She's a really cool woman. She got...
Now go back to the... Go hit news.
on that search.
Okay. She's
anti-vaxxer.
She's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, okay. She's not just anti-vaxxer. She's anti-mask. I'm not going to defend her. I would let her do that for herself.
Okay.
And I don't want to politicize this, but like when they did the mask mandate and shut down small businesses, she was like, "Hey, you're gonna fuck me.
Yeah.
I need you're fucking me." And so she took to Facebook and said a bunch of stuff, and then I think people started attacking her, and then she was like backed against a wall. By the way, I know her. She's a very, very, very nice lady. She is very helpful. Every time I've gone into this place, and I just went in recently when I did the Ryman and the Opry, I went in, and she was the one that explained to me, "I have just a bunch of hats. What? Tell me what you want, and I'll just make the hat." And I went, "What?" And she said, "Here." And she just kind of gave me a blue hat. It has a Richard Petty feather on it. Mm-hmm. So it feathers back. It's a really cool hat. And I was like, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, I have like a raw hat. It's a raw hat's just like a big bulb. It looks like that almost, like that coffee colored one, right? No, to the right. It looks like that. It's like a big ball." Mm-hmm. And then they go in and they press it for you. She said, Gigi said to me, "What do you want? Do you want like a fedora pinch?" And I was like, "Sure." So she gave me like a fedora pinch on like a cowboy hat. It was a cowboy hat. And then she goes, "Flat brim." And then she was like, "I don't think you'll like the rounded edge." And I was like, "Okay." And I got it. And then I was like, "I kind of wish I'd rounded the edge. That would have been cool." So then I'll tell you about the guy that does Divide and Conquer. But when I go into this Paris hat, I go, "Hey, can you make me I want a cowboy hat. I want a cowboy hat. Like, mm-hmm. I want the cattleman's pinch and I want the round, but I want it to feel like I live in the Southwest. Like, I want to feel like I'm artsy." And so then they put these feathers in and this thing, and I fucking love this hat. I can't wear it on stage because the lights, it covers my face.
That was exhausting.
Sorry.
So.
But yeah, so I like this hat a lot.
Okay, that's a good hat.
It's a good hat. It's a good Texas hat.
It is. And it's like, it's very Brody Boy.
I'm like really into
this. You got
these,
a Lakers jersey on Lakers jersey.
Well, this is my new look for the summer.
Oh, this is going to be for the...
Oh, for the summer, it's just sleeveless all summer. Sleeveless all summer for Fully Loaded.
Yeah, and you've been training?
I've been lifting weights like crazy.
What's like crazy?
Like crazy is four sets of side, front, and then this, uh-huh. and then biceps, triceps, bench press.
And how often do you do that?
Every day.
Wow.
I've been pounding it, buddy. I'm going to measure my body right now, and I'm going to get smaller. That's my goal, get smaller. Yeah. I'm going to be so fucking jacked I haven't had a Red Bull in a while, by the way.
Yeah.
These things are fucking talk to you.
I think it's working.
I'm going to be so jacked for Fully Loaded.
Isn't it starting a month?
2 weeks. 3 weeks, yeah.
You're going to be jacked
by
then?
I'm going to be fucking jacked.
Okay.
I'm going to be jacked. I'm going to be bad jacked. I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow or Wednesday.
Oh, you're
going
to go see my guy?
Yep.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous at all.
Okay.
My parents are coming out.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Cool. My parents done.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, and so... Yeah, Fully Loaded starts, and it's going to be outdoors. I'm going to be sleeveless. I started cutting t-shirts into tank tops.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Shirt sleeveless the whole fucking summer.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's my look.
Yeah.
I like having a look, you know?
No, I see that. Yeah.
Like, it's fun to have a look and then try it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I look good in basketball jerseys, don't I?
Dude, that was my first thought.
I look great in basketball jerseys.
I didn't.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Go back to my solo. Watch these arms lit up. What the? Whoa.
Wow.
So ripped. Oh, my baby arms are coming back. Wait. Oh, no, never mind. I thought this was I'm seeing it backwards.
Okay. Looking good.
So, yeah, so that guy Javier that owns that Divide and Conquer, I'm going to hit him up. He does shirts, handmade guayaberas that are beautiful, beautiful. And then he goes, "I also do jackets." And I was like, "Tommy."
Yeah. I want a jacket.
What do you want in a leather jacket? What do you want in a leather jacket?
That's a really good question. I mean, there's different styles that like I've been wearing some stuff more with collars. You know, this isn't a jacket, but like just to mix it up. So I do like the, you know, sometimes just like the bomber rounded style. I've been doing stuff with collars, just mixing up different styles. So for leather, I'm out of my mind with jackets. I have a real problem.
You love jackets.
I do. And I just fucking bought a leather white jacket.
Where? Can I see a picture of it?
I don't have. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Oh, you need something.
This jacket's insane. I'm like, why did I buy this? And I, oh, man.
Oh, my God. I love the Google search. Mostly women wear this jacket.
If I told you what I spent on it, too, you'd be upset.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And I'm like, wait, what? And I had it altered, so it's mine.
Oh, he said that, he said to measure you, and he will make you a custom jacket. He's in San. When are you in San Antonio? Do you know?
I already did it for the tour, but I mean, San Antonio's an hour from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you can drive it over.
Yeah.
And then, but what are you thinking? Like, do you want like, do you like the like? Because it's, I'm not a leather jacket guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're kind of like tough.
Do a great, but here's the thing. They have different texture. Like there's the thick ones, you know, that are like tough to move in. Then there's like soft leather where it almost feels like cotton worn. That. Those are very nice. It just depends on the season and the look you're going for. I have one jacket that I bought in Argentina in 2001.
Really?
Yeah. I still have it. It's fucking dope. Like you can like leather jackets.
Yeah, I have all my leather jackets from the first leather jacket I got was in New York.
When was it?
1999.
You still have it?
I still have it.
Does it fit?
I put it on every night. Yeah. It was back when you got one leather jacket. It was like an XL.
Yeah.
And it was from Banana Republic.
Yep.
It was like had buttons here, like the buttons where you'd like. And
this one has three buttons. In the middle.
Yeah. It has three buttons, and it was like the one that went like mid thigh. Okay. God, that was a fucking bad
This one's
jacket.
A little longer too. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rock a jacket. I love jackets.
Really?
Jacket season and coats. Fuck. We're out of winter now, but I went coat crazy. I love it. I did, dude. I love it.
Call me coat crazy. I've been getting into basketball jerseys a lot. Like basketball jerseys are fun.
That's a whole other thing.
You know why? Because I was watching Winning Time.
That would happen to you.
Yeah.
You're like, Winning Time, you order like 16 jerseys.
West, Kareem, Magic.
You did? You ordered them all?
I ordered $250 a pop. And fucking, these are the authentic ones from Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah.
And so I got everyone. And then I even got like the shorts. I wanted to get the warm-ups. Like, because I just got it was such a cool series to watch. Are you watching it?
No, I have not watched it.
You'll tear through it.
Really?
I've heard
good things about it.
It makes you fall in love with Jeannie Buss, and it makes you love Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't think he likes it. I don't think he likes it.
Jerry Buss?
Yeah, I don't think he likes it.
He's dead.
No, he's still alive.
Dr. Jerry Buss?
Yeah, he's still alive, right?
He died a few years ago.
No. He was playing poker the other night.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Pretty sure he's
2013.
Alive. Yep, he died. That's
9 years ago.
Wow, he definitely did die. Well, then I guess it doesn't matter if he likes it or he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's really interesting. I've been talking pretty heavily like he's still alive to people.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got a bunch of basketball jerseys. I got a Karl Malone when I was in Utah. Like it's fun. I don't know.
Whatever. I love that era of basketball the most. I don't mean winning time. I'm saying, well, it makes sense. It's like when I was a kid. So like the late 80s through the 90s NBA to me is like, it is the greatest. And I watch on YouTube all the time. I watch all the time the highlights and the people talking about those games. Like I ran into Barkley this weekend. And
wait, hold on. Start all over.
What?
You ran into Charles Barkley?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
He was chilling at the hotel.
And you just go up and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Do you know you?
No.
But did he talk to you?
Super nice. Couldn't be nicer.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. But like when he played that, and you know, when he was with Philly.
When he was with Philly, that was the shit.
And it was like, and like, you know, the Pistons, the Bad Boys, the Bulls run, like that whole
era.
I love that era so much.
Okay. Is it because we were kids?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to watch the playoffs now.
Yeah.
And I just don't have any emotional attachment.
Of course, which is why it doesn't matter to you. And the players are unbelievable today. They really are.
But
the game is different. And look, these guys were savages, man. I mean, you watch highlights in the 90s of NBA. I mean, they would take people, they would throw elbows into your face and they wouldn't even call a foul.
Yeah.
They would just fucking keep playing.
I remember the feeling. I wish I could recapture the year Michael Jordan won the dunk contest.
88.
That was when basketball for me was at its peak.
That was the beginning.
That was when I was like the most in love with basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember watching, they did a highlight reel
Yeah.
And I recorded it, and I must have watched it on I recorded on a VCR, and I must have watched it 100 times. That Dr. J, when he goes back from behind thing and then up around, Dr. J was the best. In this thing, Dr. J pulls Magic Johnson aside. Magic Johnson is cheating, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I don't cheat on my wife. Just the fucking lies you've got to keep up. Like,
yeah.
So Dr. J, Magic Johnson comes up and he goes, but I mean, it's just like, it's so, it's like, it's something that I can see people doing because you get depressed on the road.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad I'm not. I'm sure. So glad I don't.
And Magic made you think about this.
Because Magic goes, he goes, where's Cookie? And Dr. J's wife is with Dr. J and they see Magic. And she goes, hey, where's Cookie? And he goes, oh, she got sick from the shrimp last night. She must have had some bad shrimp. And Dr. J's wife goes, cool, and walks away. And he goes, hey, young blood, they don't serve shrimp here. And he was like, huh? And he goes, man, you got to do better than that. And Dr. J, like, tells him how to cheat. I guess Dr. J cheated. Dude, NBA. You know Dr. J cheated a lot.
Well, I don't know. But
no, I mean, I don't know either. I don't know. Allegedly.
I know the NBA players are, I mean, they have it like nobody. I think it's actually... We're past the era of where it could happen the most. Social media era is different, right? Yeah. Like I'm saying, everybody has a camera on them, phones everywhere. But that 70s, 80s, not just, I mean, NBA, wild. But everybody. Golf, they're supposed to be the biggest puss hounds.
Really?
Absolutely. Baseball teams.
Baseball players.
Big time, right? Yeah. I've heard some funny shit about football players that, like, I know a football player who told me that there's another guy on his team who keeps a phone plugged in at the like at the clubhouse, you know, yeah. Like at where they work out, and that's like his secondary phone that so that he can just talk to chicks on that, and like he just leaves it there. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. I got a burner phone.
Yeah, for that. Yeah.
For my bitches.
Yeah.
No, that would be.
But imagine like being like. On top of everything, world famous. You're like one of the three best at what you do in the world.
They should have an award.
And you fuck like crazy, like Magic. And then you test positive for HIV. Like, it's not, they're not like, hey, you got the clap. They're like, you're going to die now.
Like, you remember when you got AIDS?
Of course.
And you were like.
Was that 91?
It had to be when I was in college. It was when I was in college, definitely.
When did
I was in college in the
Magic
90s.
Magic Johnson, I think it was 91.
Yeah. November 7th, 1991. I remember being like, no. I'll tell you, there's a few things I still can't believe. Magic Johnson getting AIDS, right? Like, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. And I still to this day have a hard time believing Jared Fogle fucks kids. Like, I just go, no fucking way. Like, I still to this day go, he's still in jail. Like, that guy...
It's crazier to me that I split a pizza with him.
With Jared Fogle? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I shared a pizza with him at the W Hotel in New York. And we spent 5 days shooting commercials.
God.
Like, we spent time together. And, you know, I mean, I remember it so well because he was such a, you know, well-known. You're like, this is really happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just remember how poorly those, like, me and the director... really hated each other.
I remember that.
And he was, oh my god, we really did not.
You and the director, didn't you talk shit about him and your mic was on?
Yeah.
I love it.
And then he talked shit to me. And then I talked shit back to him. And then it was like the second day he was like, finally, like now this is who we hired. You know, and like not that shit you were doing yesterday. And I
really?
Was like, this motherfucker. And then, yeah, because I told the producers while I was mic'd up, I was like, hey, when we shoot like a bunch of these, you're gonna have different directors, right? You're not just gonna have this fucking clown doing
it. I love that about you. I love that. Yeah. My favorite thing about, you know, I've been trying to work this bit out because I don't understand why people like you. Like, I know why I like you, but I don't mean that bad, but I mean, like, I know why I like you, but I like you for reasons you don't share with everybody, right?
Uh-huh.
Like I was trying to explain to someone, maybe I was doing this on a podcast, but I was like, my favorite thing you ever do, no one gets to see but me. And it's when someone does something out of the social norm that is irritating to you, and you just shoot eyes like, Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my favorite thing. My other favorite thing is you have this, since I've known you, you've had this insane, like, knowledge of self-worth that I don't have, where you have no problem saying, this club manager is an idiot. Like, I just work with the idiot and then hope the idiot likes me.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, she's incompetent and she's a whore. We need to get rid of her. And you're like, everyone's like, wait, you're just featuring. And you're like, I don't care. I'm telling you what's happening. Like, the fact that you would look at a director as a hired actor and go up to the producers as a hired actor and go, you're getting different directors, right?
I know.
I loved it. But that's like one of my favorite things about you. But not everyone gets to see that. Like, I feel like it's like a, I don't know. Does that give, go out to dinner with your wife and with other people, and then you see her turn on stuff of like her doing her character of herself. Oh, yeah. I love yoga, and I go, bitch, you haven't done yoga in 20 years,
okay? Right? Yeah.
You did it before we met when you had a run.
Like, but, when they turn on their personality.
Yeah, and then they're like, I love your wife. I'm like, you don't even know her. Like, yeah. You didn't get to know her. Like, I know her.
So when somebody,
has she gaslit you yet? Has she gaslit you?
When somebody,
have you had a big accomplishment and then she takes your feet out from under you just to put you back in your place? Has she done that to you? Because I love her and she does that to me. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I want to fucking tell you so many secrets right now. Because I haven't seen you since I did the Greek. I haven't seen you forever. I
know. By the way, I have never. All right, hold on. So this goes back to. So if somebody's like, I like Tom, you're like, oh, really?
Yeah. I go, you don't even know him. Like, when they go, in the audience, I had a joke about you, and someone goes, I love Tommy Buns. I go, you don't even know him. And then I go, I know him. But I know him. I like him. It's hard to explain. It's like when you don't, like, I don't know. It's not making sense. But it's like, because
I think
you're funny, but what I, that's extra. My favorite moments of you is, like, when the guy goes, when you're in your wheelchair, and we're in that transport, and the guy goes, what do you guys do for a living? And I go, we're comedians. And he goes, oh, you want to tell me a joke? I go, Tommy, tell him a joke. Your look on your face. That's my favorite look you've ever had. Or when Leanne came in and you were laying in your thing and your arm was broken and your knee was broken and Push made you muffins with Nutella and Leanne said, you're about to get fat as fuck. The look on your face at that moment is my favorite fucking look ever.
She was like, it's going to take you down for a long time. It's going to be a long road back.
You're about to get fat as fuck.
Yeah.
And you just went, like, it's like, yeah.
I know.
It's, but, and then all the other stuff.
And you
also
looked at me like, I live with her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when you got the movie and you got the script and then she goes, how do you feel about your acting?
Yeah. I can't even get into detail.
Yeah.
Because there have been so many times. Yeah. I love my wife very much and I don't cheat. Yeah. And I don't fucking cheat. And Christy Mack came to my show.
Yeah. Yeah. So you finally, because she came to my show.
Yeah, she told me in Jersey.
In Jersey. And then it was so funny because she posted the next day. She goes, I went to, she posted a thing where she was like, like looked like, you know, just exhausted. And she's like, Bert Kreischer kept me talking until 4 a.m. I feel like I look worse than after like a triple gangbang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm more tired than, yeah.
She is, it was awesome. So these two people I do not know snuck into my green room. I don't know how they got in there.
And really?
They walked in with her. I thought she knew them. She did not know them. They just came in and then they sat with us. And she was Christy Mack presentation, right? She yeah. was, she was, yeah, no, that,
yeah.
You'd ask, we'd ask her about a porn star. She'd go, lovely person, lovely person. And then the second she left, and I was like, I said something about, I'm shocked you really liked that person. And she goes, oh, we can be honest, right? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, she's a fucking cunt. And I'm like, wait, what? And so we went through the list of like who friends of hers that,
yeah.
you know, she was just awesome, man. Like everything about
her. Wait, did
was,
those strangers leave?
The strangers left. They got up. They were like, well, they were like sitting there and one guy goes, well, we got to get up for early for school tomorrow. And they just left. And we were like, who the fuck were they? Anyway, she was awesome. She was awesome. I'm trying to not be a party snitch, which is, I think, yeah. what I do.
Definitely. That's definitely what you do.
Because it's like I meet Aaron Rodgers one time and then I tell him, I say everything that ever happened was that moment. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, is like, hey, man, I'd like a little privacy. And I'm like,
yeah, it's not the guy to hang out with. Yeah, meeting you.
Right. And then now I know celebrities will never want to meet me because I'll tell them everything they do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to be discreet. Suffice to say, she was cool as fuck. Because when we did the live stream with her,
yeah,
I remember you saying, like, you know, there's some, you know, there were some boundaries and like she was pretty direct. She didn't want to say she like,
yeah,
something.
she was very like
professional.
She was super professional. She was fun.
Yeah.
She laughed and she like, you know, added things to the script. I just gave her, you know,
yeah.
we were reading scripts that each of us had written and different people playing it. So mine was with her but she was great. She was awesome.
But it's the thing that a lot of these ladies have fallen into is they did porn for like 6 weeks.
That's the thing. I remember that came from that conversation with her. She was like, do you know how long I did it for? And I think it was like a few months.
So yeah, it was like 8 months.
Yeah, that's it.
8 months.
She's like, everything that you've seen ever of me is in those 8 months.
Yeah. And that is insane.
Yeah.
The real crazy one is Mia Khalifa.
That was
Mia
like
Khalifa did
a couple
it for
weeks.
Like 6 days.
Yeah.
And fucking, and now she can't shake that moniker of porn star, and she's trying to. She's like a legit sports journalist, I think.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what. She's
very pretty.
Yeah. That is wild how famous she got from that and that did it for this just fraction of a period of time.
And then you look at like the ride or dies, like Lisa Ann is still fucking, I think maybe she is out of it, but like,
I don't know.
Like I gotta be honest with you. There's a couple, like I know, I follow this young lady on Instagram. She's a DJ. She's a great DJ, Carter Cruz.
Yeah.
She did porn for a short period of time. Her and that other girl, Jesse Andrews, they both did it for like a short period of time and then got out of it.
Yeah.
Jesse Andrews designs jewelry as a DJ. But it's crazy that one period of their life, it almost defines it. It's like a hard, it's like, it's crazy.
DJ seems like a fun transition out of porn.
Oh my God.
You still get to party.
Dude, I follow her. She fucking parties too.
Yeah.
She has fun. All those, I was trying to, I wanted to get a DJ for Fully Loaded, but she's like a good DJ, and I wanted like a hack DJ.
Okay,
I just want someone to play some fucking. I want them to go like. Hey.
Well, now you can't fucking hire one now.
Oh yeah, like, fuck.
You hire one.
Well, I want someone who can spin records.
Yeah.
Switch it up, song to song.
That's not a hack DJ.
But also be like, hey, make sure to grab some merch.
Yeah, but they'll do that.
You think?
Yes.
I want that.
That's not a shitty DJ.
That's not?
No.
Okay.
No,
most of these kids, they do like trance music and then wait for the beat.
Yeah, but you'd be hiring you'd be interviewing DJs. You just tell them what you want, and if they're skilled, like a skilled DJ can just be like, "Cool, you're hiring me. I'm going to do the show you want me to do."
Here's what I need, okay? These are my cities.
You're going to get over fucking whelmed.
I'm very comfortable with that.
You don't want a new DJ in every city. You know that.
Yes,
right?
I do.
No, you don't.
Why not?
because it's going to be a whole production nightmare. You want to hire one DJ and bring them to all these gigs.
I need a DJ.
Yeah.
I was going to say it would be fun to get a new DJ.
You don't want to do that. I promise you don't want to do that.
Really?
You want to hire a DJ.
Okay, then let's start.
And then they'll, you know, they'll set up. They know how the show goes. They get comfortable. All you guys, you'll have, they'll know to play this when this person does this. They'll get in the flow of the show with you. You know?
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
And they'll travel with their, like, it'll, you don't want to deal with like new shit every show. And then you'll be like, oh, the DJ fucked up.
And then he can be his own thing. He or she
or
can
she.
Be his own
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
I would love a female DJ.
Yeah, I know. We just fucking yeah. said.
Well, Carter Cruz is like, she's like a real, like, she does her own music. Meaning, like, I don't want someone to do their own music.
I understand what you want.
I want.
Look, it's definitely possible.
Really?
And you should hire one. You should
okay.
get a fucking, I think I got a DJ for you.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, not Premiere.
Well, you when you said how great Premiere was,
it was
I was like,
it would
be
awesome.
Cool to have some music while everyone's, I mean, we're getting access to these fucking baseball fields. Now, everywhere I go, they're like, come to our baseball field. When you do the season, or they do the second
you need
run
a professional,
of
dude.
Fully Loaded, we want you to come and do a show here.
Yeah.
Because all these minor league stadiums are like, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I want to, find you got me a DJ?
Yes.
Awesome. Back to Christy Mack. Now.
Okay.
She was fucking cool as shit. She came out. What's crazy is like you could watch people recognize her. Like you'd be like, because I haven't been doing meet and greets, but what people wait by the bus. And when I come out to go to the bus for the end of the night, I'll take pictures with them. And so we go out and you just see a bunch of people, like especially like dudes like to me. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, no.
Yeah. You're like, no, we just shot a scene for her OnlyFans.
Yeah. And yeah. so she. You know what she said to me? She goes, yeah, the reason I know who you are is you bought a Valentine's Day card for me for $145. And I went, what?
What?
And I was like, I definitely didn't do that. And then she was like, no, you definitely did. And she goes, I trust me. I know when people buy the Valentine's Day cards, I sign them and I take time and I write a very thoughtful message to them. And I saw it was you and someone was in the room and it was like, holy shit, Bert Kreischer bought one. And I was like, I definitely didn't buy it. But I was like, but I remember getting the Valentine's Day card and was like, holy shit, Christy Mack sent me a Valentine's Day card.
Oh,
it was so fucking cool. It was a cool thing. If you want to do it to your friend, that's a fun thing because someone must have done it for me. But she hung out on the bus with us. We drank. We fucking ate edibles. I shouldn't. I'm doing it again.
I'm doing it again. Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking party snitching.
Okay. All right.
God damn it. She was awesome.
She's
was
great.
Awesome.
She's very fun.
She looks. Her body is ridiculous. I mean, I gotta be very honest. Like, there is a power that she like that a woman like her has over any man. I mean, I remember saying to Dave, I was like, hypothetically, and he went, yes. I'm not really. He goes, of course. What are you gonna say? How do you say no?
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, you're like, what do you like?
Yeah.
You know? Fucking beautiful and the coolest fucking chick.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, and talk like very God, I'm doing it again. Stop. Okay.
Shout out to Christy Mack. Also, so what I learned
There we go.
That's nice. I talked to you the other day and you're like, I'm sick. I have food poisoning. And then Leanne was like, he does not have food poisoning. And then
him all.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, I'm like, well, do you have food? You're like, oh no, I woke up and I threw up in my mouth and then I had to stand up. I'm like, wait, what? And you're like,
okay.
And then you go, I'll call you later. And I didn't hear from you for like a week.
it was bad. It was really, really bad.
What happened?
Well, so first of all,
how much did you eat to do this?
It was epic. It was pretty fucking epic. It was, Tommy, it was really epic.
Yeah.
The let's start with, and I know sometimes I sit in the shower and I talk to myself and I go, you know, Bert, sometimes you unravel on Two Bears and you make yourself sound like a fucking lunatic. You should keep some secrets. Well, yeah. I have a problem with that. So it started with me throwing up in my throat while I slept. And the first time it happened, I was like, ugh.
The first time?
First time. This is for, let's talk, like 3 years ago, the first time it ever happened, I went, ugh. And then you're like, ugh. It got to the place,
God.
Tommy, where I was throwing up in my throat so regularly that it didn't even wake me up, and it was going in my lungs. And then I would have a cough, like a ugh. Jennifer Nettles was the one that told me, she goes, you have acid reflux, honey. And I was like, really? She goes, that's why you keep losing your voice. It's because you're throwing up in your throat all throughout the night. She was like, you need to stop drinking coffee, stop drinking alcohol, don't eat. Like, she has a regimen because she gets acid reflux.
Yeah.
Probably not as, definitely not as bad as me. Mm-hmm. But she's also a singer. And so she's, you know, so I was like, whatever. She didn't know anything.
Yeah, sure.
The one thing, my one takeaway is I was losing my voice the second I got on stage. And she goes, just build, lose it in the middle of your show. She goes, start talking soft. You don't need to come out.
Right.
And I was like, wow. And that helped a lot.
Yeah.
So I was throwing up in my throat. The guys were hearing me throw up in my throat, my
bunk.
Oh,
my God.
And they were getting concerned. Like, they were like, you're throwing up every night in your throat. And I was like,
you're asleep during it?
I'm asleep, and I don't
even know. You're like.
And so it comes to a head in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
We pull into Spokane, and the cast of Hamilton broke the stage, and they're like, hey,
shows. Oh, yeah. This is like, your show had to be postponed, right?
Yeah, so we get to Spokane. We're in Spokane, and they're like, on the bus ride there, they're like, hey, the cast of Hamilton broke the stage. You can't, no show tomorrow night. And so we're like, well, fuck, go to Spokane. We have a flight going out the next day. We're like, we'll just go to Spokane. We'll have the day off. I find a Mexican restaurant, and we get there. And this is what's wrong with me, is my day's off. It's what's wrong with me today. I had a shot of tequila this morning at 9 in the morning.
You had a shot of tequila at 9 in the morning?
Yeah, because
well, for what?
Just.
Yeah.
It's the funnest time to do it. It's like when there's no reason to do it at
all.
Then
did you take a nap?
Yeah, I took a nap right after. So we shot tequila, had a fucking amazing breakfast, took a nap, and on an inclined pillow. So we get the day off. I go.
You in a hotel?
No, we're all staying in the bus.
Okay.
We're all staying in the bus. We have one night. We're just going to party for the whole day. So we get up, we go to breakfast in the morning.
Wait, no, I'm talking about now.
But I have a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Leanne's coming to town.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Leanne, my sisters, my parents, everyone's coming.
Oh, they're all coming to town?
Yeah.
Or all go to see homeboy?
No, my mom, and my dad are, and then the girls are coming in. I'm going to do Rogan on Wednesday, and then we're all going to go out to dinner, and then I'm flying them home private on Thursday.
Nice.
And no one's ever flown private in my family, so I thought that would be a neat treat. And I fucked up, and I booked a private to get me back home off the tour, and it was non-refundable. Fucking.
So are you
so, gonna- so, I, so they transferred it. That's why we're doing it, really. So, so I have the day off. It starts with the day off and a spicy pina colada, which I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I went, I wouldn't mind one of those. And so I order 6 spicy pina coladas. I went for everyone. So we drink that. This is now, it's 10 in the morning. And so I said, hello, you know what? Let's do a round of those margaritas in the big glass. They look fun. So we do a round of margaritas. We then eat Mexican food. Okay. I have been staying away from spicy food, but I eat Mexican food. We then are walking back to our bus, and a bar is opening up, and they recognize me. Well, who's going to pass up a bar this way? That's just, oh, they're having their staff meeting. We go in, we do a shot with them. We get over to the bus, we start drinking IPAs, we get our discs, we go out and play an amazing disc golf course out in Spokane. Fucking gorgeous, right by the river. IPAs, a joint, some dirty girls, another IPA, another joint, a cigar. We jump in the river, it's like 45 degrees, we get out, and we get a reservation to dinner right away, right? 6:30. We get apps. We get 2 martinis, 2 shots of tequila sent from fans, a bottle of red wine, a steak, fish, pork, side. This is what I ate. Steak, fish, pork, sides, another martini.
And then I'm
fucking humming, baby. I'm feeling great. As I'm walking out, guy's like, machine, car bomb. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Irish car bomb right before I go to bed. I'm laying in bed and everyone goes to sleep. It's like 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. I wake up and I'm like, fuck, everyone's asleep. And I'm like, I don't feel so good. So I lay back down.
You take that down.
And immediately I realize I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. I go to the bathroom to fart. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to shit and I'm going to throw up. I go out. I'm in a pair of white, just white sweatpants, but shorts. And I throw up the most aggressively I've ever thrown up in my entire life.
Where?
At like 3 in the morning in front of my bus. Meaning if anyone videotaped it, there's no denying it's not me. It's just and it's just fucking coming out like
everything.
Everything's coming out. I mean, for a solid 15 minutes, people are waking up. I'm throwing up on this. It's everywhere. It's all, my first throw up was right outside the door. So I couldn't even get back in the bus. There was throw up right outside the door.
Oh.
I wake up the next morning. I go back. I throw up everything. I get in bed. I do not sleep. I go to bed that wake up the next morning and I cannot talk. My voice is gone. It's still fucked up from it a little bit. And it's it's gone. So I go to an ear, nose, and throat guy, and he looks at me, and he's like, the throat scope? And he's like, okay. He's like, do you see this area? I said, yeah. And he goes, all that white stuff? I said, yeah. And he goes, it's supposed to be pink. And I was like, huh? And he goes, he's like, you're not a kid anymore. He's like, you're done. And I was like, what? And he's like, you can't eat past 7 o'clock. You can't eat 4 hours before you go to bed. I'm going to put you on Prilosec. He goes, you've got to cut the coffee out, cut the alcohol out. As he's saying this, I'm just like, I go, can you just give me a steroid shot? He goes, he's like, are you serious? I go, yeah, just give me a steroid shot. I go, I got to perform with a Greek, and I can't fucking speak. So he gives me a steroid shot, puts me on steroid pills, gives me another shot the day of, and I my voice came back, I mean, at the buzzer for the Greek. At the buzzer. And then, of course, this week is the last run. I just wrapped the tour. So I've been smoking weed every single night. That's how I go to bed now. I just stop drinking and just smoke that vape pen in my bunk until I fucking close my eyes.
You have
the
coolest stories. Lifestyle stories. So, I mean, I think if you went to like a series of specialists, I think all of them would go, okay. All right, buddy. You know you're not fucking 16, right?
My cardiologist came to the Greek.
And?
She was like, so I had one cardiologist, and then he did some abroad work. So they set me up with this other cardiologist, and I've never seen her.
I really thought you were about to say, I saw a cardiologist, and I didn't like what he had to say, so I got to another cardiologist.
No, she did. I go into the appointment, and I'm with Leanne the night before. And I hadn't drank. I wasn't going to drink the night before my cardiologist's appointment. I was going to take a Xanax that night so that my blood pressure was good. And Leanne caught me. And she goes, the fuck are you doing? And I go, I'm not drinking. She goes, the fuck you're not drinking? She goes, you are partying tonight like you're on the road. We were at the beach. And she poured me a double tequila on the rocks.
Yeah.
And she poured one for herself. She goes, cheers. And I was like, I don't want it. She goes, drink it. And I was like, no. She goes, drink it. You're not fucking going in. You're not training for this cardiologist appointment. She goes, I want to know what you're at your worst. When you wake up hungover, that's where your blood pressure needs to be. That's what it is on the road. Your fucking liver enzymes, that's what it's going to be. So we got fucking me and Anna, I got lit. I smoked a cigar out on the beach. Fucking didn't sleep like shit. Threw up in my throat that night probably. Went to the cardiologist. Blood pressure 120 over 80. Liver enzymes perfect, cholesterol lower than it was before. But I tell her, I sit down with her and I go, she goes, you don't look good. I go, I'm not asleep. I go, I'm on tour pretty aggressively and I'm just home for 2 days and one of these is this. She's like, okay. She's like, you look tired. I said, I'm very fucking tired. And yeah. she's like, all you got to do is get through this tour. And I tell her, I'm like, listen, my liver's going to be through the roof. My fucking cholesterol, my blood, everything's going to be through the roof. She's like, okay, well, we can course correct once we'll get the information. So we remember how nervous I was getting about the blood panel?
Oh, yeah.
We do a full blood panel. She calls me. I'm in Nashville. I'm about to do the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Not when you want to get a call from your doctor.
Right.
I'm about to go on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. She calls me and she goes, hey. I said, what? She goes, I don't know what's going on, but you're fine. She's like, you did it. You snuck one past the goalie. I was like, what? She's like, I can't believe it either. I'm as shocked as you are. I had to double check this. She was like, have a great night, man. Go have some drinks. I was like, yeah, baby. Fucking lit up a joint. I fucking. And then the throat problems happened. So I got 2 weeks off. I got 3 weeks off. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get jacked.
What do you weigh now?
I don't know. Probably 253. I'm guessing because I know my belt.
Okay.
My belt is a 253 belt. I'm guessing my waist is 44 inches right now, meaning like a legit tape.
Okay. Okay.
It's in fucking centimeters. 43. Oh, yeah. 43. I got to lower this belt. 43. Not bad.
All right.
Yeah. 43. I'm going to measure every part of my body. I'll post it.
Okay.
I'll post it. I'll measure every part of my body, and then I'll measure my part of my body when I start the day I start fully loaded.
Which is only 3 weeks from now?
I don't know, June 16th?
Yeah.
June 16th, it goes South Bend, Louisville, Dayton, Rochester, Greenville, Bristol, Lawrenceville, and Brandon, Mississippi.
All right.
Yeah, and so I'm going to measure myself. I'm on a health kick, man. I want to fix it. Here's the thing. When I threw up that night, it was like a fucking wake up call where I was like, dude, I'm fucking up my voice.
Yeah,
like, I'm legit fucking up my voice from this.
That's a big deal.
You can ask Peter. I swear to God, the only reason I've lost weight on this run, the only reason is I'm eating before my first show, and then I don't eat again the whole fucking
until
night.
The next day.
And so I'm fasting for 16 hours because I'm also getting cocktails, and I go to sleep. I have been drinking, but I go to sleep, and then I sleep until noon, and I'm fasting for like 16 hours. So I've been good with the diet. I've been good with the diet, so I have lost weight. I think I'd probably be 250 if I weighed myself right now.
Okay.
I need a trainer like you have.
It's crazy to say I've been good with the diet.
I have.
Okay.
I have. Oh, having said that,
yeah,
we went to the Old Texan, and Dave did the Old 72 Challenge.
How did he do?
He threw up in the bathroom and shit his pants.
He did. For people that don't know, that is, you have, the challenge is you eat a 72-ounce steak. Also, you're supposed to eat the bread,
baked potato, a slice of bread, a salad, and 3 shrimp cocktails. So he goes in. We had Mans do it. Mans is a vegetarian.
That's hilarious.
We had Mans do it because you sat up on a stage, and Dave was like, we were all going to do it at first. And then I told Leanne that night, I said, we're all doing the 72-ounce challenge. And she called me the next day, and she's like, you're not. You're actually not. You're not allowed to. And I was like, what? She goes, nope. She goes, you're doing good with your eating. You're going to eat too much. You're going to throw up. You're going to fuck your throat up. Do not eat it. And I went, yeah, you're probably right. And then Dave, we put Dave up there. Dave did great. To be honest with you, he almost finished it. But
it's a lot of food, man.
Yeah. 72 ounces, and it's not the best cut of meat. I'm
right.
Not gonna lie to you. There's this woman, Molly Schuyler, who did it in 4 minutes.
Yeah, she's like probably a competitive eater though.
Yeah, right? I know her. I actually know her. I texted her. I was like, that's fucking impressive.
Yeah, that's
but yeah, that's the fucking meal. Dave ate, so they come in almost like 4 chunks of steak. Dave ate 3 of them. And literally had probably a hamburger left of steak.
And he'd eaten all the other stuff already?
He'd eaten all the other stuff.
And he fucking threw up and shit his pants?
He goes, well, you threw up at the table. He threw up at the fucking table. Like, they had a bite. He had a bite. So it was fucking hilarious because he'd take a bite and he just...
You didn't record this?
Oh, we recorded all of this.
You have it recorded?
Oh, all of it.
Of him throwing up?
All of it. He goes, he's at the table and he goes, like, he starts doing this. And we're like, Dave? And they bring him a bucket and he puts it up next to him. And then all of a sudden he takes a bite and it just comes up, throws up in the bucket. And he's like, I'm out. He had a minute left. He's like, I'm out. Goes into the bathroom, throws up aggressively in the bathroom, shits himself in the bathroom, takes his underwear off, fucking comes out. And he's like, we need to leave now. Get to the venue in Amarillo, throws up again. He threw up 4 times, I think, in total, and shit himself once.
Oh my God.
But he had a great bit.
That reminds me. I added a show July 24th in Denver at the Ball Arena. The 23rd is sold out. So we added a show. Go to tomsegura.com/store for tickets.
Did you say Denver? Because I'm in Colorado September 9th at Red Rocks. Nice. I will see you guys there September 9th. I went to do promo shoots at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And I just ended up getting high and drunk with everyone.
Yeah.
Like I went to go use the venue to make some cool content. Mm-hmm. And all anyone wanted to do, that everyone had beers there and joints, and they're like, hey man, kill beer with us. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then I just ended up partying my dick off.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we climbed a mountain. We went to Breckenridge. I haven't talked to you in so fucking long.
I know. It's been a while, man.
We took a day off and I was like, oh, did I tell you I'm not racist?
You have not told me this is one of the things that we've always debated.
No. Well, here's, I'm telling you too much right now. So,
okay,
we get an Airbnb in Spencer, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And we go in.
I like Oklahoma City.
I love Oklahoma City.
That's like one of those under the radar cool, like you don't know it's going to be cool and you have a good time.
I like all of Oklahoma, to be dead honest with you. I really do like
Oklahoma. I wouldn't go there. But
I like Tulsa. I was just in Tulsa last night. I really like Tulsa.
Really?
Yeah, I really like Tulsa.
All right.
It's Outsiders. It reminds me of the Outsiders.
Okay.
So we get this Airbnb and Ron comes up and he goes, black people own this. And I went, what? He's like, black people own this. I promise you.
Just so people know, Ron is your driver.
Yes.
And he is black.
He is black.
Right. It's important to point out.
Ron is black. He's not African-American. People have made that mistake where they think they're talking to an African-American and they find out very quickly they're talking to a black man. They come at him with some woke shit.
Yeah.
And Ron just goes, oh, no, I'd fuck her in the ass. And you're like, okay. Sorry. He isn't what you thought.
Okay.
So Ron sits me and goes, black people own this. And he's like, I'll bet you $1,000 black people own this. So I start looking at it, trying to figure out how he knows black people own it. So the whole time I'm looking at things going, and so I'm sitting there saying, like, this looks like a couch white people would buy. It did. It really did look like a couch white people would buy.
Okay.
You know? And then I'm like, wait, why would I say that? And I was like, this big screens are the same size. Like, I can't find.
Right.
I go outside, I see rollerblades. I go, and by say to myself, this is kind of, maybe it is racist or not. I don't know what it is. I go, black people don't rollerblade. Like, why would there be rollerblades? And so I'm looking around.
You're trying to solve the mystery.
Trying to solve the mystery of why Ron knows black people own this.
Okay.
We go get beer.
And you're like, oh, family photos.
And no, Ron saw a family photo.
Is that why?
He saw that motherfucker just saw a family photo, and that's why he said it. So, but for a day, I'm looking around. We go to get alcohol at the liquor store. Black dude behind the counter, shout out to Franks, he's like it's called Cousins in Spencer, Oklahoma is the name of the weed store and the liquor store.
Okay.
They got me high and they got me drunk that morning. and he's like, what are you doing in Spencer? You must be down with black people. And I'm like, okay, I can't do the math on why. Like, I don't see, like, they have horses. And then I'm like, that, I mean, I know, like, Bo Jackson.
You were waiting for the giveaway.
I'm waiting for the solve. And, yeah. And by the way, it was a beautiful fucking Airbnb. They had a great outdoor area, great living space.
Did anything ever give it away? Or just
it was the fucking pictures.
Oh.
But I noticed in this whole transaction that I was looking at this Airbnb immediately as if white people owned it.
Right.
And I was looking for a flaw.
Yeah.
A flaw. That's what fucked me up. Is I go, I'm looking for a snag. So I can prove the black people own it. And then I went, well, that's kind of fucked up. That is kind of fucked up. Every Airbnb I go into, I assume white people own it.
Did you assume white people own the one we stayed in Atlanta?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Oddly enough, I think, because it was right across the street from Martin Luther King's church, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
That.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right across the streets from Ebenezer, whatever.
Oh.
So then I go, so I'm talking to Ron about this, and then Ron goes, yeah, it's fucking pictures. I saw pictures of them. They're black. I went, oh, you motherfucker. And then I said, am I racist? And Ron, of course, goes, yeah, of course you are. I go, am I, though? And he was like, and then, you know, a man's like, the fact that you're asking if you're racist probably means you're not. And I go, but wait, but am I? So I go online. I go, there's got to be a quiz. So there is a quiz online, and you should take it right now and find out if you're racist.
All right.
And I was honest with it.
I'd like to go to the bathroom first.
Go to the bathroom, and then we'll take the racist quiz.
What are you doing, Bert?
48 on my stomach.
So we found out that
you have 44.
44.
There's an inch here.
Okay.
18 around my neck.
44
around my waist. 48 around my belly.
Okay.
And what did I say? 18, 16 around my arm?
I didn't hear the arm.
Oh, it's so fucking big. 16 around my arm. 16 around my arm. So neck, that's all you need to measure, really. Oh, hold on. I measured my dick.
Thighs?
Yeah, they're not going to change.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
So you're gonna measure yourself again in a few right before you go on Fully Loaded?
Yeah.
What do you think you'll be at?
I think I'm going to be fucking tiny. Because a lot of it's just bloat from like fucking just being on the road and not sleeping and fucking drinking. As when I go home, I'm going to fucking on the alcohol, try to get my throat back, and not, I won't be eating late. And then I'm going to be working out like crazy. I get my trainer back. So.
Oh, you're going to be working out with her in LA.
I'm working out with her in LA. And then I'm going to bring a whole set of weights, like traveling weights for Fully Loaded, set them out in the fucking outfield.
Well, you have the bus out there too?
Yeah. Oh, I have three buses.
Oh,
I have three buses. I am getting a private jet wrapped. I shouldn't tell all this. It's a surprise. I want them okay. to, look, my goal is for David Tell, Joey Diaz, Nikki Glaser, Taylor Tomlinson, Mark Norman, Shane Gillis. We added Shane Gillis.
Awesome.
Chelsea Lynn, Sal Volcano, Fortune Feimster, and who am I forgetting? Big J Okerson. My goal is for them to have the greatest 2 weeks of their fucking life.
On this tour.
That's it.
How do you break up the show? Is it like the way that Oddball would do it, where it's like somebody hosts and then they...
Big J Okerson's hosting okay. all of the shows.
Right.
We'll have three comics go on and then an intermission and then three more comics. I'm going to try to add comics. I want to start bringing in I want to go out to like a bunch of like comics that I think would be fun to have out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'd like to have as many comics as we can.
So most people are doing like 15, 20?
Yeah, yeah. And then so I'm going to close out the first portion. We'll have a intermission, go out, we'll do the second portion. And then maybe everyone comes out on stage. Just I want it to be fun as fuck.
You'll do the closing thing.
Maybe I don't know.
How much time will you do?
How long does the machine take? No, I'm kidding. It would be cool not to tell the machine. It would be really cool not to have to tell the machine. Having said that, they're gonna go the machine. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's take the racist test.
But you got to be honest. Don't just fucking.
Okay.
Let me Google and see if I can find it because I don't know why, but.
Why don't you type in, are you racist test, you know? See if that pulls something up. That one? Is it that one?
Yeah, maybe. No? God damn it.
You didn't have the test ready?
I do. Can I believe.
How are we supposed to
pull
it up?
This is what's wrong with the Jews. You know? No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. Get it?
I hear you, brother. What is wrong with them?
No, I took the racist test. I'm seeing if I can find it. Am I racist? Hear about this. Well, try this one. This is a 5-minute test to see whether or not you are racist. God damn it. I wish I could find the actual test I took because it was because then I took one where I was like, I'm going to just answer what a racist would answer. And it came out like, dude, you are fucking racist. That's right. The answer. Mine was like, I want to say my answer was like, surprisingly, you are not racist.
So wait, none of those ring a bell though.
No. And I was the same thing's coming up on my thing.
Okay.
But it would be.
I mean, go back to the search result. So test yourself for hidden bias is one. What do you see that's going to be just like photos, right? Racial bias test. Wouldn't that be a version of like a way to find out?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, this isn't it?
No, it's not it. I'm trying to see because it would be marked on. Like
go to the first result. Let's see what that one, the hidden bias one. Okay. Test yourself for your preliminary information, blah, blah, blah. Does it have like a series of questions? Okay. Skip that one. How about the what do you see one, the second one? That's probably going to be. Okay.
Well, I wonder if I got.
Yeah, this is a good way to do it.
What do you see? A refugee? A professor? Okay. A fundamentalist? This is a fun one. Or a grandfather?
Okay.
He's all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it could be.
I wonder if I can go to my history.
I see a drug addict. Sure. Go ahead. Next. A model, a student, a gang leader, a son. There's no way that kid's a gang leader. I'm going to go with student. What do you see? Economist, trafficking victim, immigrant granddaughter. I mean, she has grandparents. What do you see? Doctor. Yeah. Taxi driver, human rights activist, and uncle. Maybe activist. I don't really think so. Actor, farmer. I see farmer there. Go ahead. Beautician, indigenous person. Okay, sure. What do you see? Athlete, nurse, drug dealer, cousin.
I mean, this is hilarious.
So you're supposed to be like, oh, that's someone's cousin.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. And then.
I mean, it was such a good test.
Yeah, what a great test that
was. It
was
such a good test. I can't believe I can't find it. It was such a good test, and I took it, and it was like, and I was really honest, right? And like, I think one of the questions are like, are you attracted to like Latino chicks or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah.
That's one of the questions.
I think it was a great fucking test.
Who gave you the test?
I found it right away online. Like I googled it. Racist test. Am I racist?
Okay, try that.
Am I racist? Test.
Okay.
Test yourself. No.
Can't be the racism test. Can't be this one.
Let me see. Yeah, this is it. Let me see. Hang on. Let me see.
Well, these are.
Yeah, I think this is it. Oh, no, this isn't it. It looks like it, though. Let's take this one.
Okay. Is it legitimate for Western countries to impose stricter immigration restrictions on people from non-white countries than they do for immigrants from white countries? Is it legitimate?
I don't know if I want to take this online. I might have to take this hat off if I fulfill a couple of these answers. God damn it. I took the best fucking racist test, and it was and it was awesome. It was really if you see a white woman with a black child, mm-hmm. what do you think to yourself?
It's kind of then you have to type out an
no,
answer.
No. And then the answers were like, the answers are like, it makes me sad. Really like things that people would think.
Yeah.
He's an orphan. Or so it was like weird questions.
Okay.
God damn it. I should have fucking.
Is it okay to assume that the kitchens and restaurants owned by non-whites are generally dirtier than the kitchens and restaurants owned by whites?
Wait, this is a.
Pull that thing to the right. Now.
next. Is it okay to make jokes about food that's served in restaurants owned by non-whites, e.g., lots of garlic in restaurants owned by Arabs, dog meat in Asian restaurants? What the fuck questions are these? What is this? Is this on the KKK to see if you can get in?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, next question.
Is it okay to ask non-whites if they know a friend, coworker, or classmate of yours who is the same as their race? Yeah, that's how you get to know them. You're like, hey, man, do you know my bus driver, Ron?
Yeah. It may sometimes be necessary for Western governments to detain or investigate non-whites for actions that would not arouse suspicion if done by white people.
I mean, yeah. These are no-brainers. This is white people have a duty to educate themselves on racist actions of their forebears. Oh, come on. We'll be here all day. Farrelly disagrees. Yeah, strongly disagrees.
This is...
What the fuck?
It's okay to portray minorities in commercial as being bad at English. This is a given.
Given. Scroll. Strongly agree. Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Is it offensive to suggest that all people of the same non-white ethnicity look alike?
What are we supposed to do?
Is it that all black people look alike and that all Asians look alike, etc.?
Well, can you like do it like a little bit to the right? Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't really think minorities in the West were historically the target of racist actions. That's, it's hard to agree with that one. I think you're going to have to pull it to the left.
I really don't think minorities in the West.
It's okay to portray non-whites in commercials as acting subserviently towards whites. Guess what? They don't do that anymore. They always are like, oh, someone's breaking into the home. It's a fucking white guy. And they never show this shit. So this is not even an issue.
I've never noticed that.
It is a white
guy with a big mustache who breaks into everyone's house.
Always, because they can't even imply that somebody non-white would do like a crime. Like they all don't do that. None of them do that.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
So agree?
to know.
Disagree.
Yeah, because right. And it also it doesn't happen. That never happens in commercials.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's no such thing as a commercial where you will see a non-white subserviently or acting criminally. Companies will not do that.
Really?
Absolutely.
Did you see the Via Senor sketch? I was watching it, taking a shit.
No.
Where her and Selena Gomez played cholas. I think that's the word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they were playing. It was like they were just doing impressions of cholas.
Yeah.
And
Melissa's amazing.
Yeah, and it was really great because first of all they're both Mexican, I think.
Yeah.
And so they're doing impressions of probably people in their that they know grew up with, but it got lit up. A lot of people got fucking pissed
about what
that they were like, you can't do that to our community or whatever. I was like it's fucking comedy.
It's
we do it to Leanne when I talk about Leanne, I go, she had all ideas.
But it's being portrayed by Mexicans.
Yeah, I know. She got lit up for it.
That's hilarious.
She made like a post today.
Really?
Yeah. She made a post. I'll read it to her. It's in her stories. I saw it in her stories. I was like, wow. Kind of fucked up.
What did she have to apologize?
She did not apologize. She basically came out and said, I'm doing this for people in my, hang on, I don't want to put words in her mouth.
Well, just go to the story because it looks like there's still.
Melissa V. Comedy. Yeah. There were stories. There you go. There you go. That's what she wrote.
Okay.
Can you read it, Nadav?
Yeah. It says, yeah, I figured some folks will get all picky, sensitive about Chola characters, but guess what? It's my job to find the silly and exaggerate. It fills me with joy to bring characters that the show doesn't get to see often. I work hard to bring this silly light. I love my fans. And then some more stuff.
Man, she's the best. Yeah. Melissa's so funny and so talented.
She really is.
She
fucking
awesome. Can nail so many impressions. Like, it's just incredible. I can't wait to see. I haven't seen the sketch.
It's good. But what's cool is it's funny, very inside baseball.
But this is hilarious because this is the equivalent of like Michael Che doing like a sketch about like, you know, from the projects in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then people being like, you shouldn't do like, but like you're writing it and performing it about your own people.
Yeah.
And then I bet you most people upset with it are not even Mexican, but with Melissa.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked. It's, I guess, Pico and there's Pico Riviera. Riviera Pico, I think I think it's in a community.
Oh.
And that's where they're talking about that community. It's very inside baseball. So anyone who grew up there is like, yeah. Oh shit, they're representing. And then they say a thing like, here, hit the play thing on the thing.
I don't think we can hear it.
Though. Oh, you can't hear it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's really good. She's just really talented.
She's so funny.
At finding the thing in a character and then blowing that up is fucking great. And then this guy's awesome. There's a pretty good cast on SNL this year.
She nails so many impressions, dude.
She is so good. Her Dolly Parton's fucking insane.
Yeah. Fucking, that's, I'm not surprised, but
I've never been good at impressions.
You've said you're really good at them.
I know, it's an uphill battle. Now with losing my voice, it's like I'm all over the
place. If you had to do your best impression?
My best impression? Well, it's like there's people that are easy to impersonate. Like Ian Bagg's easy to impersonate. Okay, all right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Joey Diaz is easy to impersonate. Listen, cocksucker.
Everybody does. Everybody who knows Joey has an impression of him.
Yeah.
Talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. You cocksucker. I don't know if I'm trying to think.
He also is the, Joey is the king of the like 25 second phone call. Like he calls and he's like,
what's going on? You're out there, you're grinding, you're a fucking animal.
I'm like, yeah. He's like,
kid's good?
Yeah.
Christine?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I love you. And then he just hangs up.
Yeah.
You don't even say anything back. You're like, okay.
When we got him to do Fully Loaded, I texted him. I told him, hey, man, you know, I don't want to call you and put you on the spot, but I know you're not really doing comedy right now, but I want you to be a part of this. I think you'd be great and da, da, da. And he just writes back, okay. And then nothing. I hear nothing. And then he just calls me one day and he goes, I'm back, cocksucker. Let's do it. And I went, great. And then I'm like, and he goes, all right, I'll talk to you later. And just hung up. I was like, I haven't even told you the deal offer. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I was like, and he was, and then I called him back and I was like, hey, man, we should talk about the money. He goes, whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Just fucking, just whatever it is. Don't worry about it. Just give me a call. I'll talk to you later. Let's just do this. Fucking fully loaded, bitches. And hung up. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then.
Oh, my God. And I finally, I'm changing it, but I saw the posts that Attell made for the. That really is like an old man who has no idea how shit works. It was like a still of you, like with your shirt. He's like, oh, that was fantastic.
Attell's been the best to fuck in this whole thing because everything I try to get him to do is it is really done from a flip phone.
Wait, scroll down, scroll, because I think maybe it's there on the right. Because yeah, there's like. So there's that, and then hit the image to the
yeah. Just he posted that. Yeah. It's going to be a hot time this summer.
That's supposed to be a video.
That's supposed to be a video. It's supposed to be a video. He just posted stills from the video. The best is I tried to get him to do this shit, you know, where I to do the reveal, and he just went peekaboo, and that's it. It's in a script. It's in a script.
He's like, not doing it.
He just went like this. Peekaboo. It was the best. The best is Shane Gillis would not do it.
No?
There's no way he's going to be doing, you know, hey, guys, it's Shane Gillis.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we just used, did you see the reveal that we did for him?
No.
Oh, my God. Nadav, can you please, this makes me laugh so hard. So I pull it. And no, go to my Instagram. Go to my Instagram. It'll be on my Instagram. So I pull it. We do Oh, yeah, you can show it. We do this out when we're out at the Airbnb. You keep going. You'll see me jump. Oh, that posted today. That one, me jumping in naked. Yeah. So this is my favorite Shane Gillis.
Leave the sound off because you might have music, right?
No, there might be music. Yeah. There might be music. Leave it off. But I used this clip for Shane Gillis, right? And they said yes. So it's me jumping in and then fully loaded logo. And then this is Shane Gillis.
I did see
it's
this.
My favorite.
Yeah.
And then Joe just stares and she goes, oh, that's that'd be funny.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's my fucking favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea Lynn. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's, dude, I'm fucking pumped. You gonna come out to a show? Come party with us?
Maybe
do some time.
Maybe fuck around. Maybe fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
The I can't wait to get in good shape.
You can't wait what?
To get in good shape.
In this next few weeks.
Yeah, you saw my measurements. Was it 18-inch biceps?
Uh huh.
As big as my throat.
18-inch throat.
Are my biceps as big as my throat?
Yeah, and you have a 44-inch waist and a 48-inch belly. And then in a few weeks, you're going to measure yourself.
My tits?
Chest, yeah, do your chest measurement. Here, just stand there. Here, just give it to me. Give me the tape measure. I'll show you how to do it. You don't have to do any of this.
Why?
Okay.
I do a lot of bench press lately. Around your nipples, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. What's that?
49.
That's it?
Yeah, why? Is that not good?
That just seems small.
Look at this. I mean, I've been doing a lot of bench press lately.
It's fucking obvious.
My traps. You know, some people, you know, I would like to an app that showed, I guess they have it. It's called Tinder. I would like to be on Tinder just to see who I could fuck.
Just to see what the possibilities are?
Just to see, like, who would fuck me. Hey, will you build me a Tinder profile? Oh, that's probably a bad idea, right?
No, it's cool.
Do a Tinder profile to find out who I could fuck.
So wait, just to see. But they're all going to recognize you. It's not like a real...
It would be cool to, like, just to be able to, like, put it on the table and show Leanne and go, just so you know.
This isn't out there.
That's out there.
Yeah.
Like, step it up. Step it up.
Yeah.
Bring the thunder. I've been sleeping with breathing strips also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a deviated septum. Watch when I breathe, it goes like this. And this nose just closes. Watch.
Oof. Jesus.
I know. I didn't know that happened.
I've been sleeping with my mouth taped shut.
For real?
Yeah.
I was thinking about taping Leanne's mouth shut and seeing if she makes it through the night.
Yeah.
She does this thing where she sleeps, she goes.
Really?
And I just went, if I just put tape there, she'd go. And then I'd be like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I loved her.
I think she throws up in her throat while she sleeps. She's an animal.
Was.
Her cum tastes like poison. That's what she said to me one time.
What?
If you drink too much, your cum doesn't taste great. So a lot of times what I'll do just to find out if I'm drinking too much is I'll taste my own cum.
Oh, my God.
What?
You
what?
Do?
But no, I've never tasted my own cum. I am ripping farts.
It's a really farty day for you.
You know, they think that I'm allergic to dairy.
They think?
They think. The people on the bus.
Oh.
I mean, I've been farting on stage so aggressively.
Do you ever fart into the mic?
All the time.
You do?
If I have to fart, I fart into the mic. I'm high. Can you feel that I'm high right now? I'm like firing hot.
It does feel like you're firing hot.
I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. I like doing this podcast. I feel like I haven't talked to you in fucking forever.
It's been a while, man.
It's been a really long time. And then and the tour just wrapped.
Yeah. It's nice to have a break.
Oh, dude, I haven't had a break in forever.
I know. I have. Right now, I'm going into a couple more weeks, and then I get a little break.
What are you doing tomorrow after we do Two Bears?
Going home.
And then taking your boat out and going skiing?
I'm not going skiing, no.
Let's go skiing.
Skiing?
Yeah, they'll do wake surfing.
I don't even have a wakeboard yet.
Let's call Joe.
What do you mean?
Joe will take us wake surfing. He does it, doesn't he?
I have no idea.
Is that weird if I go, Joe, take me skiing?
A little bit.
You have a boat, right?
Yeah.
Let's go take your boat out. Are the boys home tomorrow?
They're probably in school.
Let's get them out of school. Uncle Bert. Hey, let's see if I can kidnap your kids. What I'll do is I'm going to go to the school and see if I can get your kids out of school.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Okay.
I would love to go out. Let's go fucking out on the boat and have some cold beers and we'll teach the boys how to wake surf. Can the boys swim yet?
Oldest one swims really well.
Yeah.
And Julian... getting better, but he's not like Ellis is fully.
Did you teach him how to swim?
No.
It's one of my only victories in life.
Yeah.
Is as a dad. The only thing I can say I did as a dad where I go, I feel like a dad today.
Yeah.
Taught the girls how to swim and I taught them how to ride a bike.
Are you still going to race that Olympic swimmer?
Caleb Dressel?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just had a phone call with Speedo the other day.
And?
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, actually, I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think I am. In June. He's got to go compete in Hungary, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna get it on. I forgot I'm training for that.
Are
fucking
you?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
And is he agreeing to do it with major restrictions?
Yeah. We kind of just soft talked it.
His legs are gonna be tied together.
No, he's gonna wear my clothes. He's gonna wear jeans. Should make him wear a cowboy hat, jeans and sneakers, and no shirt. And I can swim in a Speedo.
He's going to murder you. You know that.
I'm going to, first of all, we haven't really planned everything yet. We have said that once he wraps up in Hungary, by the way, I hope I'm allowed to talk about this. Once he wraps up in Hungary, we're going to try to do it beginning of June. That's coming up. I should got to start training.
You should start training.
I bet I don't need to work about my, I bet I can't increase my time that much. Right?
That's true.
And so we are. I think we're going to do it. He's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
He's going to be fun. But what I want to do is I think he'll be able to beat me swimming backwards.
Yeah.
I want to do like three different competitions with him in a pool.
Yeah.
Like I want to do one with flippers.
Where does he live? Does he live in LA?
He lives in Florida, I think.
Oh, that's a good place to live.
He went to the University of Florida.
He did?
Yeah. He is fucking gorgeous. Pull up a picture of Caleb.
We've done this already.
He is fucking, dude, that's what I want to look like.
You can get there in a month. Yeah. You're going to start training. Yeah.
Did you mean where does Caleb Dressel live? Florida man stays true to his Sunshine State roots.
All right, listen, we're gonna wrap this up.
I'm proud to be a Florida man.
I'm so happy to see you again.
It's great seeing you.
And
I'm
remind me tomorrow to bring in a white leather jacket.
You got it.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. Love you.
I love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No
scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology, dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.